I've been on the record as saying that what we don't want in the state of Florida is to have a digital AI surveillance state where everything we're doing is being tracked at all times. But I will tell you, if we had all this around the country when COVID happened, you absolutely would have saw those turned on people who were outside of lockdown orders in California. That were, oh, you didn't take your vax, you can't go here, you can't travel.
You know, we've been talking about this all day because it is the big story in Florida right now. Governor DeSantis yesterday, through the Department of Transportation, issued a rescission, essentially. They pulled back their permission to have flock-style license plate readers on all the public right-of-ways in state roads, which is the majority of where traffic goes, which is why that's where local sheriffs have placed these cameras. It's a huge announcement. They have up to 30 days for it. I have been talking this morning also about the question of whether this applies to red light cameras. I've checked with a couple of people, and the temporary answer is they don't think it applies to them because it's more the license plate readers only specifically. But obviously, this is big news, and we want to see what our local law enforcement thinks about it. Joining us now, we have Chip Simmons, our Escambia County Sheriff. Chip, welcome back, sir. Good to have you.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. I know this conversation will take up our whole conversation, so let's start with the crimes and incidents first, and then we'll get to this because I want to make sure that we have enough time for that. We had a shooting yesterday on Pine Forest Road. What happened here?
Well, we get a call. We get two calls, actually. One from an apartment on Pine Forest Road and one on the Oyo Hotel on Pensacola Boulevard. So the Pine Forest Road apartment, we made contact with the people there, and we made forced entry because we felt like there was an individual that had been shot. Sure enough, there was an individual that was shot and killed at his Pine Forest Road apartment. And sure enough, the call at the Oyo Hotel on Pensacola Boulevard, we contacted Ashanti Brown, and she was there, and she said, oh, I did it, but I did it in self-defense. Well, we did a pretty thorough investigation and found that the evidence did not support a self-defense claim, and we ended up charging her with second-degree murder. So bottom line is they were engaged in some sort of an argument at the apartment, it appears, and she shot and killed him. And then, oh, by the way, she took the doorbell camera and then her phone, and we found that discarded in a ditch over in Santa Rosa County. That doesn't help your self-defense claim when you remove evidence of that. Like that.
Because presumably if the evidence exonerated you, you'd love to have cops looking at it. If
a reasonable person would think that, yeah, let's look at this. This is what happened.
Have you had a chance yet to actually look at the phone or the data card to know whether it contains incriminating or no?
Not yet. We obviously took in evidence and we're
okay. So she's been detained pending the investigation.
She's been arrested. Yeah.
Yeah. And those charges could be upgraded depending on what you find in subsequent investigation.
Right now,
second degree.
But yeah, it could, okay. It could use a bit. I mean, it would have to be a plan thing, an ambush type thing to upgrade it too much.
That's,
too much
by the way, quick work to find that stuff in Santa Rosa County. Discarded some.
Our guys don't play.
Yeah, that's.
They do a good job, a good and thorough job.
We had a man shot in the Villages. What happened here? So, this is on Blue Angel.
Yeah, the Village is at Southern Oaks Apartments located on Blue Angel Parkway. We got called last night for a 27-year-old male that said that he had been shot in the right calf. He said it would happen somewhere around Wedgewood, but he would not say where, and he refused to talk about the incident. So I assume he shot himself.
Okay.
That's, you know, why else wouldn't you tell us what's going on?
All right. So you assume he shot himself in the wrong calf. I'm sorry. I could... we'll move on. We've had some vape shop burglaries. Is that right?
We did. Over the last couple of weeks, we had, I think, 5 total burglaries up around the Nine Mile Road area on some vape shops. And, again, our guys did a really good job of investigating it. And, ultimately, we were able to determine. There's 3 individuals. I don't have their names with me right now, but we ended up arresting yesterday just before I left. And we ended up charging them with the 5 burglaries of those vape shops.
this is different from the city of Pensacola arrest for the people who had broken into the marijuana shops and stolen medical marijuana, though, right? This is not connected?
Yeah, no. This seems to be a recent trend where people are trying to break into vape shops and or marijuana dispensaries.
We've thinking they have money, thinking they have goods, thinking they have something worth stealing.
Well, the thought there is that, you know, money and drugs, I guess you're in for a
A night. All right. You're in for a night. You make me laugh. Also, I don't know anything about this. I don't have kids of school age, the right sort, and the one who's still in high school is, you know, homeschooled anyway. The Cat in the Hat meme with the schools, and what is this? People are posting images of the Cat in the Hat lurking, kind of like the clown in the woods kind of thing. I now have said everything I think I know. What's going on here?
Well, I don't know much more than that, except for whenever this image is presented, it's some sort of a threat, a school threat, as what it's taken as. We had that here in Escambia County Schools. Fortunately, nothing happened yesterday. We were aware of it. I want to say it happened. I know it happened in Okaloosa County, and it may well have happened in Santa Rosa County as well, which means it probably happened throughout the country. These things don't typically happen in a vacuum. So, what it means is that there's a threat to shoot up a school or to damage to individuals at a school. And again, we take all these things serious, as silly as they may sound, because ultimately someone may take them serious. And again, we have to be aware of that.
And also a note for kids and parents alike that the kid may not be intending it as a threat, thinking it's just some cute, funny, goofy thing, not quite understanding the significance. And we want them to know, do this, because this is what it actually can be interpreted as meaning. So,
And what you do is you cause all this uproar. You got law enforcement presence, you have increased security, you have people knocking on parents' doors, and you have all these things. So I agree with you. That's a good point, is to tell your kids, don't just arbitrarily
share stuff. Don't do weird stuff online. Yeah, or maybe just don't have social media. You and I have talked extensively about the Flock cameras. I know you're a big advocate. And I don't disagree with you that they're a major law enforcement tool. Of course, as you know, I've recently I'm a 55-45 on this. I hate losing the law enforcement capability. I do, because I see the value that it has. I have real serious concerns about government surveillance. Well, now the governor has come out and, as you well know, said you got to pull these poles out of every state road right away, which is all of the major route. I mean, the bulk of traffic goes on these roads. So first question, what are you guys doing as a result of this order that came down from FDOT yesterday?
You know, we've been talking about this for months, and specifically last couple of weeks, about the balance between privacy and crime prevention and public safety.
Of course.
And not just you and I. We've been talking about it. All the county sheriff's office. I was in Tallahassee last week in a meeting, and we were talking specifically about Amendment 3 and license plate readers, and we're evaluating. We're continuing to evaluate it. I will tell you that the governor's decision to remove them from state roadways has a pretty severe impact on our program and our network itself. Probably a third of our cameras were on state roadways.
So, only a third. I was thinking the number would be higher. Only a third. Okay.
No, we have a lot on county right-of-ways and some in public. Private locations.
Mm-hmm.
But about a third of ours, maybe a little over a third of our cameras are on the state roadway. So that's going to severely impact our network. The networks are only as good as they are when they're complete and you're committed to that technology. So
sure.
I've heard and I've talked to many people about their concerns. You're one of the people that I take opinions from and measure.
I appreciate that.
And there's that measure on how much is too much and what are their appropriate safeguards with regards to the program itself. We've been doing a lot of education. You know, our cameras don't have facial recognition. We have double verification, so there's no misread of a tag.
Double verification.
So that if we get an alert and we see a car and we get alert and the deputy is required to look at that tag and verify that tag is the one that's on the alert.
Okay.
So there's no.
Okay. So two cameras, but that there's a second check to make sure the alert
is check as well as the camera check. And we have done a lot of that. We have had these safeguards in place at the sheriff's office for a long time. But I understand not every agency has had these same safeguards. We talked a lot about the audit, so I won't get into too much of the audits, except to say that we continually do it, and we have continuous AI audits, or we had them as well. So again, the bottom line here is that we're taking this information. Things seem to change every day nowadays, so we're evaluating whether we should do what some sheriff's offices have done throughout the state, and put a pause.
Duval and Okaloosa, I think most notably, have said they're going to get them out of the county roads too, right?
Duval, right. Volusia has. Seminole County did last night.
Okay.
And the Florida Sheriff's Association has been talking to the legislative leadership, and they've been working on getting some legislation passed that would a comfort level, if you will,
right,
regarding, you know, the regulations and the guidelines.
Access, storage of data, duration, all of these things, right?
And as the sheriff of Escambia County, I want to make sure that our citizens are comfortable with what we do, right? So I want to, I have been asking almost everyone I come in contact with, what do you think about this? What do you think about it? There is a value, a great value to law enforcement. Again, but how much is too much, and what comfort level would you have? Like, I guess I don't want to put you on the spot, Andrew, but what is there any comfort level with regards to the rules and regulations and safeguards and guidelines that would make you comfortable with the system itself?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I definitely don't like the keeping of the data. Mm-hmm. I don't like the infrastructure. I honestly just don't like the infrastructure existing.
Right.
But I hate the loss of crime fighting capability. I do. I don't want to. I wouldn't want to be the cop that, you know, as you know, one of my kids is wanting to be a cop. And I wouldn't want him to have to show up at somebody's door and say, you know, we couldn't find your daughter because, you know, the people were too worried about totalitarianism. I mean, that's.
Yeah, if this was last month, we had the technology we could have potentially helped, but we can't do it now.
Right. And, I think this is a conversation we need to have. I've said I'm 55%. I used to be 40%. Now I'm 55. I'm like, ugh. I hate it because of that exact reason. And it's not you guys, as you know. I mean, I know that you and Chief Winstrom and Sheriff Johnson are going to do right by this. But, you know, should we be tracking everybody everywhere? That's really the question to me.
Well, as long as people understand what the program does.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the guidelines are already existing.
Yep.
I foresee some sort of legislation that would say, oh, you can't do it, you're getting in trouble. And we'll be like, no kidding. You know, we've been doing
which
that,
is already
that,
true,
that
right.
sort of thing. So I think to me the balance is privacy versus safety, and that's been a balance for 200 plus years, right? I would be comfortable. Obviously, I mean, I'm the sheriff of Escambia County, but I don't run the state, right? So the governor decides he don't want them on state roadways, then we'll adapt and we'll continue to do our crime fighting here locally.
Would you tell me, because you know the technology, and I still have a lot of questions I want to get to, but I hope we get to them. Is it feasible to run the software in the following way? This tag number has been identified as a tag of interest, and any tag that does not meet that list, kind of like the no-fly list and no-drive list, any tag that doesn't meet that list is immediately deleted from the system. So you're not creating a surveillance database. You're literally only creating a permissive database where identified approved tags are even kept anywhere. Would it be possible to write it that way?
I would think it would be, but here's how effective would it be?
If we get to a robbery and
find out this car did this.
Agreed.
And, but we don't know how they got there because it was immediately deleted.
Yep.
Because we didn't have the tag.
No, this wouldn't allow any retroactivity.
Home, right.
Right.
So it really. I don't know that that's practical. It won't do us any good again. But
it would be. It would
I do
be
like
some
the retention
good.
Issue where I think Flock went to 7-day retention. We currently have a 30-day retention. Whereas it's obviously overridden.
Yeah.
So I can live with whatever safeguards ultimately.
Sure.
The
police before there were LPRs.
Or, yeah. I can live with that and we can. And we'll continue to be a fantastic professional law enforcement agency, regardless of what we ultimately do with these license plate readers.
So you still have them on county roads. What is your intention right now?
Well, my intention now is to continue with this evaluation that we've been doing over the last couple of weeks with this new information that the state has pulled them. And I have to evaluate whether the network as it stands is still, you know, because there's still that balance. Is it worth it when our system is not as effective as it was before? Because without the states, it's not as effective. It's again, 30, 40% less effective than what it was before. And I was going back and forth, quite frankly, on it before. So now I have to decide, is it at a less effective rate? Is it still worth the entire system? Or should I put a pause on ours, just like others have done, and wait and see what the resolution is, either in legislative conclusion or judicial review or guideline, whatever comes about.
Are the cameras still active at like at the moment? Are you deciding what? Because you only have 30 days, but you could, you know, turn off the cameras, or you could turn off those cameras, if not all of them, right now if you wanted to. But they're right. Still active right now.
What we did yesterday is when we got the notice, we notified the flock and the companies that handles these license plate readers and told them, because they're their cameras.
Yep.
And they place those cameras for us, but they place those cameras. And so we notified them, hey, you got 30 days. It wasn't the first time, I'm sure, they were notified of that. So so now they got 30 days to get those cameras out.
Okay.
We have not flipped a switch yet because we have 30 days to do so. And if I have a crime today and we have a use of a license plate reader, we're going to use it. But again, we're going to continue to evaluate that. And we should have a decision, first of all, internally, and then secondly, we should have a decision statewide here in, I'd say, a couple of days.
And then they still have the license plate readers in the cars, right? Those are allowed. That's not been affected by this at all yet?
That's correct. But that's part of the evaluation. We're pulling the ones from the state. Do we pull the ones from the county or the existing fixed positions that we have now?
Private roads, ones on the trailers, all of these
things.
And
then we have some other ones that are on our cruiser cars. Yep. And my thought there is that if we're going to do one, we're either going to do it or we're not. So my decision is going to be based upon, at this point, is going to be based upon let's go full-fledged into the license plate reader system, or let's not and do a full pause until there's some clarification.
And just to be clear, to make sure people who are tuning in, your position, I would summarize as this. You think the flock license plate reader system is incredibly useful as a law enforcement tool, but at the same time, you are an elected law enforcement officer who will ultimately serve the will of the people. And if the people don't want to be policed this way, then the people don't want to be policed this way. Is that fair?
That's absolutely. Again, that's that balance. Yep. That's the conversation that we've had over the last couple of months on that value versus the privacy issue.
Very good. We're completely out of time. I do want to give a shout to Whitney Lucas, your chief of staff, who has gotten an award, been recognized as one of the key women chiefs of staff for 2026. So Whitney's fantastic. I know she does a lot for you and for the foundation, and kudos to her. Sheriff, I always appreciate you so much, and so much, especially for taking time today and talking about this. And I value our relationship and the information and, frankly, the great policing that you do for this county. Crime is down, and I appreciate that, too.
You bet. Y'all take care.